Center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton. From Mapleton, just about ready to go here as the postseason is here again. And once again, Blue Earth area hooks up with Maple River. It's been a variety of matchups over the last 5 years at least. Sometimes in the semifinals. I think in the finals in there maybe once or twice, and seems like every year the Bucks and Maple River end up playing twice, once in the regular season and once in the postseason, and here we are again tonight. First round action, even though Blue Earth Area has only won one game, Bob Hansen, who's with us here tonight, I think probably will have a pretty good game. It's not very often there's a blowout between these two.
No, I think it will be. It's a good game between two veteran coaches, coaches that know each other. They know each other, what they're going to run. I think there's going to be probably, they dug into their old bag of tricks and some old plays. I think we're going to see a couple gadget plays from either one of them
tonight
in this game here.
No tight end dump over
the
middle.
No, I don't think so. I think there's going to be a hook and ladder or what, double, triple reverse or something. But they've been planning for this one, I think, and they know each other. The coaches know each other. The kids know each other. It's going to be a good game. It's a new season. They're both 0-0. I commented to you earlier, first time the Bucks, I think I've seen them play in yellow pants, so maybe they're breaking out superstition and try to start a new trend. But
looks like they dug in a pretty deep hamper somewhere for those. Those look like something I wore back in high school.
Well, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't think they were that old.
Not quite, no.
But I think, you know, Coach Drager said his team was playing at very best that they played this year, and they shut out MBL last week. I think that's going to be a key. And he mentioned they got to stop Grandjeanette, and it wouldn't be surprised me if he has a spy on Grandjeanette. Wherever Grandjeanette goes, somebody's going to hit him. I look for Grandjeanette probably to carry it 30, 35 times tonight. Found something that works, and he's going to go to the well quite a bit.
All right. Well, and the other key to that, Joe Bell, who was in a tackle at the beginning of the year, has moved to that up-back spot, which has worked out very well, and I think that's helped Jacob get some holes, too, in addition to the regular blocking from the offensive line. So
yeah, the offensive line, I thought they did a good job last week. They were opening some good holes, and it's going to be who controls the line of scrimmage. And Coach Drager, Coach Cook talked on that. If you control the line of scrimmage, your team's going to have a chance to win. And that's what Bucks are going to have to come out and do. The Eagles are going to have to come out and do. And looks like the Bucks are going to kick off, so the Eagles are going to get the ball first.
All right, the kickoff tonight brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, call Stage or check out stageonesound.com. And I'm guessing it's going to be Amaris Harris and Lucas Prohl deep for Maple River. They haven't come out yet. Jacob Grandjeanette will be kicking off
for the Bucks. So Maple River will have the offense out on the field here first. And defensively, it's always nice if you can put a stop to them on the first possession. Looks like it's going to be
Caleb Thompson and Lucas Prohl.
Okay, so Prohl and Caleb Thompson are the deep guys for Maple River as we get this one underway. Winner moves on to Waterville on Saturday. Here's the kickoff, and a nice kick by Grand Jeanette with the wind. We have a north wind that's kicked up here tonight. And that one went through the end zone. So Maple River is going to start on their own 20-yard line on their first possession with Zach Trio, the 6'1", 165-pound junior quarterback. Anthony Orduna, sophomore running back. Lucas Prohl will be key. Amaris Harris, very speedy, shifty guy in the slot and will run with it sometimes on jet sweeps and the like. 5'8", 140-pound senior. So first and 10 on the 20 for Maple River. And here we go, the first offensive play, straight ahead. That was no trickery there. Orduna with a run straight up the middle. And he picks up a couple on the play. Up front, Diesel Butler, their senior center. Adam Corey, the left guard. Carson Healy, the right guard. Curtis Cumby, the left tackle. Eli Healy, the right tackle. Wyatt Burr is the receiver or tight end, depending on the formation. Justin Isebrand also in there at a receiver. And on second and 8, going deep over the middle. Oh, my God. Burr is wide open. There's nobody there. He's going to score a touchdown. Oh, my goodness. And lightning strikes on a huge play there. It is a 78-yard touchdown pass from Zach Trio to Wyatt Burr, and he didn't have a guy within 15 yards of him, Bob.
He just went straight down the field. Nobody picked him up. They were looking for the run, and Burr was wide open.
And a touchdown right out of the chute here tonight for Maple River, brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Two plays, 80 yards, and the 78-yard strike from Zach Trio to Wyatt Burr, the 6'6", 185-pound senior. He couldn't have been more open. They'll go for two here. Trio takes the snap from the shotgun. Quick slant pass to Burr, incomplete. So the two-point conversion fails. 11:16 to go first quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 6-0 Maple River, back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Granger Tiling has served this area for nearly 30 years. They have the experience to handle all of your drainage issues. They also do a quality job with the work guaranteed. Granger Tiling employs the latest technology in the industry with computerized CAD mapping and the best quality maps. Call Mark today at 507-327-9465 or 507-462-3299 for Granger Tiling.
Back here in Mapleton, Andrew Broughton getting set to, well, wait a minute here.
Number 11 is Julius Schneider.
Okay, different guy kicking off now. Julius Schneider, 6'5", 165. And his kickoff up the middle, fielded, and returned to about the 29-yard line or so. And that was Gage Barker on the return on the kickoff, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. If you've got an event coming up, check them out at stageonesound.com. Big plays, Bob. Blue Earth area has struggled containing those all year, and look what happens right out of the chute here tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think they're going to do a lot of passing tonight because of the wind, but Maple River proved me wrong.
First and 10 on the 30-yard line for Blue Earth area on their first offensive play. Grand Jeanette on a carry straight up the middle, And he picks up about 6 yards on the play. Second down and four now at the 36.
Curtis Gumby on the tackle for the Maple River Eagles. And nice game by Granjanet, and I think he's going to see the ball quite a bit tonight.
Peyton O'Hara, his center, 5'10", 220 senior. Omar Gomez, the left guard. Caden Osborne, left tackle. Eli Blanks, the right guard. And Gavin Heletic is the right tackle since Joe Bell's moved to an up back here. And that's where he is now, wearing number 8. Here's a run right side. Granjanet on the carry again, and he goes for the first down across the 45 to about the 48-yard line, a buck first down.
Fox and Triel on the stop for the Eagles, but a nice game by Granjanet. Nice hole open on the right side there from the Bucks.
Heletic and Blagg helping on the blocking there. 12-yard gain, a first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. First and 10 Bucks on their own 48, trying to answer the huge touchdown pass to start the game for Maple River. Granjanet will run left side, and he is going to get another good gain close to the Maple River 45. That's going to be close to a 6 or 7 yard gain.
Burr on the stop for the Eagles.
To the 45. Gain of 7, second and 3 for Blue Earth area, now in Maple River territory. First quarter. 2 plays is all it took for Maple River to get on the board. A 78-yard touchdown pass from Trio. Zach Trio to Wyatt Burr. Second and 3, Bucks at the Eagle 45. And Granjanet will run again. Nice hole left side. It's going to be another first down. Granjanet gets to around the 41.
Carson Healy on the stop for the Eagles.
Gain of 4 on that play. First and 10 Bucks now at the Eagle 41. There's no secrets here. It's just Granjanet. Run, run, run.
Yep, that's 4 times, I think. And I think he's got about 35 more.
You better start
more.
Making tick marks here so we can see how many times Granjanet carries the ball here. First and 10 Bucks now at the Maple River 41. The wind has come up here tonight from the north, and the Bucks are with the wind right now, and they'll try a play around the left end this time, and that one's not going to go for much of anything there. Granjanet on the carry again.
Burr and Butler on the stop for Maple River.
Got only a yard on that carry. Second down and 9 at the Maple River 40. Supposed to have a big change in the weather after 70s and 80s. 50s tomorrow, and it's going to cool off quickly tonight. We can feel the front coming through here as the wind is blowing out of the north here tonight in Mapleton. Second and 9 Bucks. And they will hand it off this time. Big hole right side for
Ray.
Braden Ray. Braden Ray, the 170-pound senior, on a good run for another buck first down. This one down to about the 20-yard line. That was a 20-yard run there by Ray, and it's first and 10 for Blue Earth area.
Caleb Thompson on the tackle for Maple River.
First and 10 at the Maple River 20-yard line. Good drive for the Bucks. Started at their own 30, trying to answer the touchdown scored by Maple River. Here's the handoff to Ray again. This time he's met at the line of scrimmage, and he might have got forward progress for a yard or so, but that'll be about it.
Heisebrand on the stop for the Eagles. Not much of a game.
Diesel Butler's in the middle of that defensive three-man front. Carson Healy, Curtis Cumby outside, Anthony Orduna, Hayden Fox, the outside linebackers, Wyatt Burr, and Justin Isebrand, who made that stop, the middle backers. Wyatt Walters, Caleb Thompson, the corners, Amaris Harris and Lucas Prohl, the safeties for Maple River. Second down, only a gain of a yard on that last play. Second and 9 at the Maple River 19-yard line. Granjanet in the shotgun. He'll run it himself. steps to the right, cuts back into the middle, and gets down to near the 15-yard line. It'll bring up a third down for the Bucks. They haven't even had a third down this drive yet. This is the first one. They've gotten first downs on first or second down to this point.
Eisenberg and Cumbie on the stop for Maple River. Ball big on. Play for the Buck offense here.
Well, four down territory, of course, here, but third and five it is right now at the Maple River 15-yard line. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Maple River has the lead. Shotgun alone in the backfield is Grand Jeanette. Tries to sidestep a tackler in the middle, and he's going to pick up one or two, and it's going to bring up a fourth down.
Burr on the stop.
And they got about a yard on the play. Fourth and four now at the Maple River 14-yard line. Fourth down, about 4 yards to go for Blue Earth area.
Big time defensive time for Maple River. Buck offense needs to get this one in.
Big chance for Maple River to take over the ball here. Up and false start. Looked like Gomez jumped on that one. And a 5 yard penalty will make this a little bit more difficult for Blue Earth area to convert. Fourth and nine now, back at the 19-yard line for the Bucks.
So, Joe Bell bringing the play in, so he'll be that up back.
Tough spot here, Bob. Fourth and nine.
That's probably a passing situation, but it's not ideal to pass that wind whipping around.
Fourth down and nine. We'll see if they go to the air. Grand Jeanette, yep, back to throw. Has a little bit of time. Now he's pressured out of the pocket. Now he'll take off and run, but he won't get the first down as he stopped just inside the 20-yard line, and Maple River's going to take over on downs. And a first and 10 going back the other way for Maple River at the 19-yard line.
Eagle defense held, and that's been a stronghold for them the last four games. They played very well, and that was a big play by their defense.
Good drive by the Bucks, but it stalls out down in the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone is where that one stalled, as the Bucks did get it down inside the 20-yard line. But Maple River takes over on downs, and they'll have it first and 10 on their own 19-yard line. And they go on the ground. Orduna, the carrier, the 5'11", 170-pound sophomore, goes for only a yard on that play.
Joe Bell on the stop for the Bucks.
Bucks with Blagg and Bell up front on the ends. Peyton O'Hara, Chase Gamble in the middle. Manny Granillo, Carter Rosenau, the outside linebackers. Hunter Veland in the middle. Gage Barker, Braden Ray, the corners. Jacob Grand Jeanette, Branson Huskins, the safeties, going deep again. And incomplete, almost same another play. Strike to Wyatt Burr. They had a guy a little closer that time, Bob, but it was almost a big
just
play
off
again.
His fingertips.
Yeah.
They had him open.
So, trio going back to the well, trying to go deep to Wyatt Burr. Incomplete this time. Third down and nine at the 20-yard line now for Maple River. Ortheria's got to get a hold of that play. He almost got burned on it again. Third and nine now. High snap pulled down by Trio. He'll run right side, but he won't get the first down as he picks up maybe a couple. Fourth down punting situation for Maple River.
Gambell and Granillo on the stop for Blue Ortheria.
Fourth down, about five to go. So we expect we will see Jackson Bade here. And nobody dropping deep for Blue Earth area just yet. Bade takes the snap. He will indeed punt. Nobody went back for Blue Earth area, so this one is a tough one. They kind of maybe did that on purpose because Bade had to punt into that stiff wind we got going from the north there, and that one got knocked down pretty good, Bob.
Yeah. Bucks will take over at the Maple River 45.
So good field position.
About a 20-yard punt.
Yeah. Tough punting into that wind tonight. This wind will be a little bit of a factor as we move through the game here this evening. So Bucks get it back in good field position. First and 10 at the Maple River 45-yard line. 3:22 to go first quarter. And on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, 6-0. Maple River has the lead. Buck ball as they try off right tackle. And spinning through and getting to about the 41 is Grand Jeanette, but a flag on the play.
Holding on Blue Earth area.
So that's a good
tackle
start
by Wyatt Burr. Now I'm wondering if he's kind of the spy on Grand Jeanette. He's been in on a lot of tackles already.
10-yard penalty on the holding call on Blue Earth area. Will bring it back to their own 45. First and 20 for Maple River there. First and 20 now, 10-yard penalty. And a holding call on the Bucks. Pushes them back this time. Back to throw on first and 20. A throw left side. It's caught by Gage Barker. And he gets it back to the original line of scrimmage on a 10-yard hookup there.
Nice pass that time, Grand Jeanette. Barker just down and out. First down marker at the beginning and pickup of 10 yards.
Second and 10 at the Maple River 45 for Blue Earth area. So they got half of it back there. Huskins split out wide to the right. Braden Ray in the backfield. Here comes Barker in motion. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep, and he tries to turn it up and won't get much on that play. The Bucks have struggled this year, really, to get that jet sweep to work for him.
Carson Healy on the stop for Maple River. Just stayed at home, fought off the block, and made a nice tackle.
Gain of only two there. Third down and 8 now for Blue Earth area from the Maple River 43-yard line. Winding down the first quarter here, down to 2:30 left to go. Quarter number one, Maple River scoring on a big 78-yard touchdown pass. They lead it 6-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. Grand Jeanette back to throw on third and 8. Rolls out of the pocket. Now he'll take off and run left side. He finds a spot along the sideline, and it looks like he got the Buck first down. Broken play there, Bob.
Yes.
They wanted to throw, but they flushed him out. Containment not there on the right side of that Maple River defense, and Grand Jeanette exploits it for a first down to the Eagle 34. Gain of 9 on the play.
Good pressure by Healy. Tackle by Prohl out of bounds, but not for the first down.
So the Bucks on the move again. Last possession, they stalled out when they got into the Maple River red zone. First and 10, 34-yard line. Handoff for keeper straight ahead. Nope, it was a handoff to Braden Ray. Decent hold to about the 29, gain of 5.
Tackle by Burr.
Second down and 5 to go. Bucks now on the Maple River 29-yard line.
Huskins has got a little height advantage on the corner over here. Walters, maybe they'll look to him coming across the middle.
And Grand Jeanette's going to run it on this one. Off the right tackle, and Burr's there to stop him again after a relatively short game. To the 26, gained 3, third and 2 now for the Bucks at the Maple River 26-yard line. Bucks will have a couple chances to try to get the 2 yards here in four down territory. Chuba in there now, slot right side, but Grand Jeanette's going to run it. He goes right side, gets the first down, and more as he's down to about the 21-yard line.
Jackson Bate on the stop for the Maple River Eagles, but not before Grand Jeanette picks up the first down.
And now down to the Maple River 21-yard line. First and 10 for the Bucks as they keep this drive alive. Down to 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. First and 10 Bucks, Eagle 21. Ranjanet with Braden Ray wants to throw on first down. Flushed out, rolls right, throws over the middle, caught by Caden Juba, but it's a short gain as he makes the catch at about the Maple River 19-yard line. Gain of a couple.
Tackled by Burr on the play. Good job reading that play and caught. As he caught the ball, he was dropped right there for just a short gain.
2 yard gain. And Blue Earth area now in the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone at the Maple River 19-yard line. It'll be second and 8, but the first quarter comes to an end on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 6-0. Maple River leads it at the end of one. We're back in a minute.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton.
They did? Maple River did? Blue Earth?
Back here at the... That was not the end of the first quarter.
Blue Earth called timeout.
Okay. Back to throw Grandjeanette. Second and 8. Now he takes off and runs up the middle. And he gets into the secondary. We'll take it to the house for a touchdown. And Blue Earth area strikes on a 19-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Yeah, they...
Great play.
They had called a timeout. We thought the quarter ended there, but... there was a timeout called before the end of the quarter. So now the quarter's over, but the Bucks will go for their two-point conversion here on another touchdown here. So the Bucks have tied at 6-6. Barker in motion on the two-point conversion try. Back to throw, Grandjeanette. Has time, looking, now rolls to his right. Now throws, and it's caught by Huskins in the end zone for the two-point conversion. A touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay Shop Blue Earth.
I think that was Barker.
Was it Barker? Okay. So Barker, not Huskins, that catches the two-point conversion there. And on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, we're at the end of the first quarter now, and the Bucks lead it 8-6. Back in a minute.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Blue Earth area on the kickoff, squib kick up the middle. By Grandjeanette, scooped up at the 20, and a good return out near the 30, 45-yard line. And that was Prohl on the return.
Velen and Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Lucas Prohl, good return, gives the Eagles good field position at their own 45-yard line. 8 plays, 45 yards on that last drive. A 19-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Two-point conversion good. 8-6. Bucks lead now. And the kickoff again was brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the best in bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality for your next event, wedding, school, dance, party, whatever it is. Check out stageonesound.com. First and 10 Eagles at their own 45. Little counter play up the middle, not for much.
Bell and Gomez on the stop, stayed at home, made a nice tackle.
Only a gain of a yard on the play. Was it Orduna maybe on that? Second and 9 at the 46 now for Maple River. 1 yard gain there. Rolls in the backfield now. Maybe that was him that carried that last one to the under center, Zach Trio. Second and 9. And the Eagles.
Prohl.
Big run on the left side. Lucas Prohl breaks into the secondary. Still on his feet. Down inside the 35. And a big run there for Prohl.
Nice run that time by Prohl. Just to the left side. Left side line. Opened up a nice hole. And he was able to slither through it for a nice gain.
Boy, big gain there. That's 19, 23-yard run there by Lucas Prohl. 23-yard run for another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. And they'll stay on the ground straight ahead. And Maple River picking up a few on that one. To about the Buck 26-yard line.
Frozen now on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Prohl again on the carry, and he's getting the work now on this possession. To the Buck 25. 6 yard gain, second down and 4 now at the 25-yard line of Blue Earth area.
Buck defensive line's got to get some penetration.
Trio under center again. And a little counter handoff. Big hole around the right side. A lot of yardage there. Prohl on the carry again. And he's finally pushed out of bounds by Grandjeanette. But he's inside the 5 around the Buck 3-yard line. First and goal for the Eagles now. And they are in the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone now at the Buck 3-yard line. First and goal. No huddle as Trio brings him under center. Hand off right side and the fake. It was a fake by Trio. They tackled the running back, but luckily enough, Gage Barker was not fooled and Trio pushed out before he gets in the end zone.
Second goal from the 1 or thereabouts.
Gained a yard there. Second and goal now at the 1 as the Eagles looking to punch it in and regain the lead. Down 8-6 to the Bucks right now. Trio under center, and he hands it off, and the run straight ahead and in for the touchdown. And it was Anthony Orduna, I think, yep, on the carry, number 20 up. Orduna, the sophomore, takes it in from a yard out, and the Eagles are back in front. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth, and the Eagles going to go for 2 now. And Trio will line up in the shotgun this time. Orduna to his left. And they'll try to throw for it in the flat right side. Burr has it, and he gets it. Oh, did he fumble it? Is it in or not? Nobody's indicated yet
forward
here. So the officials are going to talk about this one, as there's no signal yet on whether the two-point conversion is good.
Incomplete.
It is no good. Okay, so the two-point conversion fails. 9:30 to go first half on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Maple River now back in front, 12-8. We're back in a moment.
Oh.
There's always something fun to do at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Play bingo on Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. The Queen is still out there. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for a chance to win $7,500. And at the Blue Bear on Sundays, it's happy hour all day with the Ultimate Bloody Mary Bar starting at 11:30 and the meat raffle at 3, followed by horse races. Plus, come watch the Vikings and guess the exact winner and score, and your tab is on us. That's all at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Julia Schneider getting set to kick it off. Right when we went to break there, the officials reversed the call on the two-point conversion, and it's called good now. So Maple River leads it 14-8 now with 9:30 to go here in the first half. And Julia Schneider set to kick it off for the Eagles. Good kick down inside the 10-yard line. Ranjanette on the return, goes around the right end. There he goes, up the sideline, and a good return by Ranjanette all the way up near the 45-yard line. One, two, three, four, five. So that was six plays and 55 yards on that last drive by Maple River.
Schneider got him out of bounds, the kickoff. Kicker?
Orduno was the 1 yard run for the touchdown there. And the 2 point conversion good. 14-8. Maple River has the lead. Bucks have it first and 10 on their own 42. After a good return by Granjanet, and he'll run left side and is slung down near the 47-yard line.
Hayden Fox on the stop.
Got to the 46, a gain, 47, gain of 5. Second and 5 for Blue Earth area at their own 47. 8:58 left to go here in the first half. On the Remax Total Realty scoreboard, 14-8, Maple River has regained the lead. Bucks had the lead briefly there at 8-6. Ranjanet will run out of the shotgun again. Goes right side, cuts back to the middle. First down and more as he goes into Maple River territory inside the 45.
Orduna on the stop for Maple River.
Down to the 43. Make it the 42-yard line. First and 10. For the Bucks there. So the Bucks, after that really pretty good return there by Ranjanet, are into Maple River territory again. This time they'll hand it off to Braden Ray. He runs right side and goes to near the 38-yard line.
Burr and Butler on the stop for Maple River.
Second and six.
To the 37. Gain of 5, second down and 5 at the Maple River 37-yard line. Slot left is Barker. And they will go straight ahead again. And Granjanet on a big run there as he got through the initial point of contact there into the secondary and goes all the way inside the 15.
Thompson and Walters on the stop for the Eagles, but nice game from Jacob Granjanet.
Down to the Maple River 13-yard line. That was a 24-yard run by Granjanet on that one. First and 10 now at the 13-yard line. Granjanet keeps it, dances his way to the right, and this time he's gang-tackled and pushed back. And not much on that one.
Healy and Butler on the stop.
See where his forward progress puts this one. Maybe a yard gain to about the 12-yard line. Second and 9 for Blue Earth area there. As the Bucks now in the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone, trying to regain the lead. Is this what we got tonight, Bob? One of these seesaw battles?
I think so.
Second and 9, Maple River 12. Grand Jeanette puts a man in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Grand Jeanette keeps it, goes left side, and he'll get down to about the 6 or 7 yard line.
Burr on the stop for Maple River.
Third and 5.
So down to the 7. Gained 5 there. Third down and about 4 yards to go for Blue Earth area from the Maple River 7. Grand Jeanette again in the shotgun. He'll run again. Goes right, cuts back toward the middle, picks his way through inside the 5. That is going to be close to the first down. Maybe a tad short here, it looks like.
Grand Jeanette on carry.
Spotted at the 4. It's going to be 4th and 1 at the 4-yard line. Big play here for Maple River's defense to try to end this drive. Hucks going to try to keep it going as they go for it here on 4th down. Down to 5:16 left to go here in the first half. 14-8. Maple River leading Blue Earth area. Grand Jeanette will try to run left side.
Oh, what a play.
Get it. As getting into the backfield there was number 3, Justin Eisenbrand from his linebacker spot. What a play, Bob.
What a play. He came right through the line. Nobody touched him, and he grabbed Grand Jeanette for a loss.
And the Bucks turn it over on downs as Eisenbrand makes the defensive play the Eagles were looking for there, and they'll take over 1st and 10 on their own 5-yard line. So the Eagles get the stop they wanted there, keep the Bucks from regaining the lead. And all kinds of movement on the line. That's encroachment on the area, I believe.
Campbell, I think.
5:06 to go till halftime. 14-8. Maple River leads it over Blue Earth area on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. And it's 1st and 10 now, or 1st and 5 rather, after the encroachment call from the 10-yard line. So the Eagles get a little more breathing room. They'll stay on the ground. And did the
Bucks,
was there a fumble under there? There was, and Blue Earth area recovers. On the run left side, Maple River coughs it up under the pile, and the Bucks have it.
I don't know if it was Gomez or Juba that got the fumble recovery there. Somebody that ended in a 3.
And so it'll be 1st and 10 at the 14-yard line for Blue Earth area. Our first turnover of the game here tonight. Brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair in Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. And the Bucks on 1st and 10. Go straight ahead. Grand Jeanette on the carry again, and not much there. Couple, maybe.
Bate on the tackle for the Eagles.
Well, he did manage to get to about the 10-yard line. So it was 1st and 10 at the 13. A gain of 3 there. 2nd and 7. At the 10-yard line now for Blue Earth area. Barker comes out wide to their left. Branson Huskins split wide right. Grand Jeanette will run, though. Goes right side, waits for the blocks to develop, and follows them into the right side down inside the 5.
Christian Bulldogs.
Tackle by Berg. Good blocking that time by Blagg on the right side for the Bucks.
And he got the first down. First and goal at the 3-yard line for Blue Earth area. First and goal at the 3. Bucks trying to regain the lead. They trail 14-8 right now. Braden Ray in the backfield. Kept by Granjanek. Goes right side, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Good blocking on the right side again, and it's a 3-yard touchdown by the Bucks on the carry by Granjanek.
Good blocking by Eli Blagg and Joe Bell, opening a nice hole. Touchdown, Blue Earth area.
And a 3-play drive, 13 yards after the fumble recovery. And a turnover.
Timeout, Blue Earth.
Turns out to be a big deal for Maple River there as the Bucks capitalize. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. 3:45 to go till halftime. We're tied right now, 14-14, pending the extra point. Back in 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Mapleton, Bucks going for two again. After the 3-play, 13-yard drive
here,
they have 3 to the right, 4 to the left. This is a goofy lineup. Jet sweep to Caden Juba, and he goes around the right side in for the 2-point conversion. And Maple River was a little confused by that formation, and it works. Juba in for the 2-point conversion. 3:45 to go till halftime. Bucks regain the lead, 16-14 on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a minute.
Nordis American Homes, built for a lifetime of living. This is Todd. Designing and building your new home is an exciting time, and it's time for you to meet the Nordis team. Custom-built homes designed by you with the expertise from our designers. Nordis Homes is always on the cutting edge with technology, now offering virtual reality, bringing your vision into impressive detail. Always at Nordis, high-quality materials with exceptional customer service. It's time to schedule your no-obligation appointment to discuss design and pricing. Visit NordisHomes.com. Located Highway 22, Minnesota Lake.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Lucas Prohl on the return of Jacob Granjanet's kickoff, and the squib kick into the wind again, and a good return gives Maple River good field position at their own 44. Another kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Check them out at stageonesound.com. First and 10, Eagles at the 44. Seesaw battle, 16-14. Bucks have the lead now on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. Lucas Prohl going to get caught in the backfield on a jet sweep there.
Nagel, nice job of staying at home, making the tackle for a loss.
And spotted at the 44. 44. So they lost a half a yard, maybe. Second down for the Eagles. And Zach Trio working out of the shotgun this time. Drops straight back, throws over the middle, and overshoots everybody. They had two receivers, Burr and also, who was it, number 6, Wyatt Walters was in the area too. Incomplete, third down, and just over 10 to go from the 44-yard line. Well, third and 10.5.
Bucks going with more of like a 44 defense right now in here.
Well, big third down play here to try to end this drive as the Eagles looking to get on the board again before halftime. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Under center this time goes Zach Trio. And a little counter up the middle. First down and more.
Uh-oh.
And he busted into the secondary. Nobody's going to catch him. Lucas Prohl is going to get another big play for Maple River. And once he beat the line of scrimmage there,
missed it was tackle.
Katie Barr the door. Yep, more missed tackles for the Bucks. On third and 10, another touchdown. Three plays. And 56 yards on that drive. Prohl on a 56-yard touchdown run. And it's another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they work on any make or model at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. Three plays, 56 yards, and a 56-yard touchdown run by Lucas Prohl. Going for two, rolling right. Trio throws, and his receiver comes open in the end zone. It's Isebrand, Justin Isebrand with the catch. And the Eagles convert two on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 2:49 to go in the first half. A lot of scoring. And it's a seesaw back-and-forth battle. Maple River now with the lead, 22-16. Back in a moment.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Well, a three-play, 56-yard drive. Lucas Prohl, 56-yard run. Another big play for Maple River. Not good tackling on that play again by Blue Earth area. Two-point conversion good. And the Eagles are back in front, 22-16. As Julius Schneider will kick it off. And line drive kick up the middle. Knocked down by Barker, and he finally gathers it in and runs it back to around the 27 or 8 yard line. And the kickoff again brought to you by Stage One Sound. Check them out for your wedding, school dance, party, any event that you need. They're ready to take care of it for you. Just check out all the details at stageonesound.com.
Tackle by Vate on the kickoff for the Maple River Eagles.
First and 10 Eagles. Or Bucks, I should say, at their own 28-yard line. Well, still 2:43 left in the half. We'll see if the Bucks can flip the scoreboard again. This time, Granginetta on the carry, but this time he's
Healy
met in the backfield.
Tackle by Putney, second and one.
And so a gain of only one on that play. Second down and 9 at the 29-yard line for Blue Earth area.
Hoskins bringing the play in from Coach Randy Kuchemeister.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Ranginette alone in the backfield. No running back. He'll run right side. Big hole. Oh, he almost broke that one. Shoestring tackle save there by
Bate.
Jake Jackson Bate, the linebacker. That was off to the races, Bob.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of running the ball tonight, and the line is opening some fairly decent holes for him.
In the 43-yard line. 16-yard run there. All right, wait a minute. 14-yard run there by Granginette.
Ray comes right
He's in the slot left side. Now he comes in motion. They fake the jet to him and kept by Grandjeanette. Big hole around the left end. There he goes. Down the near side. It's Grandjeanette. Will he make it in? No. Is the angle. And Lucas Prohl caught him as he had the angle. Pushes him out inside the five-yard line.
Holding on blower theory.
Oh. And a penalty on the Bucs will negate that big run by Grandjeanette. Oh, boy. They developed that play very nicely. There was a lot of room on this side, Bob.
There must have been a reason why the ran. It must have been a blatant holding because everybody up here in front of us was yelling holding.
And that's what it was. So that one comes back. And it'll come back to the Buck 47-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 there. Is that right? Spot of the penalty, I guess, which was upfield a ways. So first and 10 at the 47, their own 47 for the Bucs. Grandjeanette will try a run again. Right side, now he cuts to the middle. Finds a hole up the middle and gets to about the 49.
Gumby on the stop for the Eagles.
Correct that. They were on the 43-yard line on that after the holding call. So now second down and about 4 yards to go from the 49. Gain of six there by Grandjeanette. Second and four. Joe Bell shifts left side. He's the up back, and they'll try it that way. Oh, but Isebrand busts through and tackles Grandjeanette in the backfield again, and Justin Isebrand having a nice game.
Good job from his linebacker position. Make the tackle for a loss.
Lost a yard. Third down and five now for Blue Earth Area from their own 48. And a timeout has been called. 2:59 left to go. Or wait a minute, is that 25? No. Is that 25 seconds already we're down to? Or 2:59? Well, anyway, it's a timeout with that left on the clock. 22-16 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
27.6 seconds left to go in the first half, so the Bucs don't have much left to work with, and they have a third and five at their own 48-yard line. Big holding call negated what might have been another score for the Bucs before halftime. They fake the jet to Braden Ray. Grandjeanette keeps it, but he's mauled in the backfield. Burr, the first one there.
Timeout, Eagles.
And that's a loss. Back to the 46. We'll call it a sack of Grandjeanette. Brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. Another timeout by Maple River. 19 seconds to go. We want to force the Bucks to punt into this wind. And they may get their wish. We'll take a quick break. 22-19, Maple River leads, back in 30 seconds.
Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton provides complete toll milling services for all your swine feed needs. They also offer mini marketing opportunities for your corn and soybeans with multiple delivery locations and on-farm pickup available. Call Dan Fitzsimmons or Dan Zuri at 507-524-4511 to discuss the flexible grain contracts that allow you to protect your bottom line while still participating in higher market prices. Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton, wishing the Maple River Eagles good luck.
All right, Bucks fourth down. And they do not show a punt here anyway. Grandjeanette sends Joe Bell in motion. And he'll run it. Right side. Grand Jeanette gets through, but will be tackled short of the first down. And Maple River will take it over with 15 seconds left to go in the first half. And we'll see if the Eagles try to air one out here before halftime.
Good play by the Eagle defense. Burr with the tackle of Grand Jeanette.
And so the Eagles take over right on the 50-yard line. Well, it's everything we expected, I guess, Bob.
It's been a good game. Lots of offense.
And back and forth. You can't ask for much better than that for excitement watching this one.
Look for Burr on this one. He's their favorite target. I think they're just going to try to air it out.
Well, he split out wide to the right. And Trio's under center. Throws it in the flat right side to Burr. He's going to throw it upfield.
Got it.
Wide open, Lucas Kroll catches it and will score the touchdown. There's your gadget play. The old pass. Double pass there. Throw out to Burr on the right side. And Lucas Kroll wide open for the touchdown.
Wow.
And that is how you do it.
That's how you do it.
50-yarder.
And there's still 5 seconds left.
Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So Burr on a 50-yard pass to Prohl. And here comes the two-point try for Maple River. Trio in the shotgun. Wants to throw for the two-point conversion over the middle, incomplete. So the two-point conversion fails. 5 seconds to go till halftime. And on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, Maple River up now 28-16. We're back in a moment.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Well, 50-yard touchdown pass on the, not a halfback pass, but a
double pass,
wide receiver pass, I guess. Burr to Prohl, 50 yards. Eagles add to their lead, 28-16. And here comes number 11 again, Julius Schneider, to kick it off. Up the middle, picked up by Grand Jeanette. He'll run right side and tackled at the 25 to end the first half. And that is it for half number one. A battle it's been, but now a little bit of an edge on a late score by the Eagles. They lead it over Blue Earth Area. Maple River 28, Blue Earth Area 16 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
And we're back here in Mapleton. Time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Cody Sikalski here with Bob Hansen.
Well, Coach, a lot of big plays that first half, a lot of big runs, and they got up on you. Your thoughts?
We offensively are doing a lot of really nice things. We got to keep that going. We've been able to, do a few things inside on them that have been helpful to us, but defensively, we just have to limit the big play. I mean, it's what we get them to third and long, and then it's one long play, or with 15 seconds here before halftime, we let them get behind us. So we got to clean that up. I feel we can come back here in the second half.
How about defensively? Any things that you think you're going to change, probably, besides giving up the big play?
It's being assignment sharp. We've practiced these plays all week, and it's just going to be, when they line up in this formation, we know what's probably coming at us. We need to know what's happening there. So.
And it was just, you practiced it. It wasn't a surprise to you. So.
Nope. That last one was
the halfback.
We called that. We were like, watch double passes, double moves. Something's going to happen. Don't let things behind you. But those long runs, we've hit that pretty hard. So we just need to be assignment sharp, and we'll be all right there.
And Grand Jeanette, he's been a workhorse for you, and he's had some big ones. That penalty was a big one there.
That was a huge kind of game changer there. But he's been really doing a really nice job. I don't know how many carries he's got, but he's really doing a nice job sticking up there.
Officially, I've got it for about 21.
Okay,
and I think that's pretty close.
Going to be getting into Adam Shavey territory.
I think so. That's what I. But he's got they've got things, and it's moving and it's working. And yep. I think you got to stay with it.
Yes.
Well, good luck.
Thank
second
you.
Half.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Cody. Cody Sikalski there with Bob Hansen. His comments be here at halftime as we've had ourselves an exciting, high-scoring first half here, back and forth between these two teams. And we'll come back, take a look at the scoring summary from half number one coming up after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, scoring summary first half, there was plenty of it. Maple River scored on one of their big plays right out of the chute. They took it first and 10 on their own 20, gained two on the first play, and then it was a 78-yard touchdown pass from Zach Trio to Wyatt Burr. Two-point conversion, no good, 6-0. Maple River with the lead. Blue Earth Area came back on an 8-play, 45-yard drive. And Grand Jeanette on the 19-yard run on that one. Jacob Grand Jeanette, two-point conversion good. And 8-6, Blue Earth Area regain the lead. Maple River back, though, 6 plays, 55 yards. Anthony Orduna on a 1-yard run to cap it off. The two-point conversion good, made it 14-8, Maple River. Bucks come back, 3 plays, 13 yards after a fumble recovery. Grand Jeanette on a 3-yard run. The two-point conversion good, 16-14, Bucks back up. And then 3 plays, 56 yards, and Lucas Prohl on a 56-yard run. The two-point conversion good. And the Eagles were up 22-16 as they regained the lead. And then another big play right before halftime. The double pass as Zach Trio threw it out to Wyatt Burr in the flat. He, in turn, passed it downfield to a wide-open Lucas Prohl. 50-yard touchdown pass, two-point conversion, no good. And Maple River has the 28-16 lead here at halftime. And that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half coming up in a moment. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop.
Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back here in Mapleton, scores from other sections here in Section 2AA. The other game going on here tonight is a close one. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 14-12. Winner of that one gets Triton on Saturday. The winner of this one gets Waterville, Elysian, Morristown on Saturday. So New Richland leading Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 14-12 in that game. Some other sections, Le Sueur, Henderson leading Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 20-7. Cannon Falls beating Randolph 30-6. Let's go to Class A scores here tonight from section play. Let's see, it is Cleveland leading St. James 21-6. The winner of that one faces USC on Saturday in a game that we'll have for you, as we'll be doing double duty Saturday 2 p.m. games. Martin County West over in Section 3 leading Sleepy Eye United by a score of 8-6. And in nine-man action, it is Edgerton leading Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman by a score of 34-20. And they're in the just about to halftime in that one. So those are some of the scores from section play around the area. We will have two games for you Saturday. The winner of this game against Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. And that game will be on right here on 98.1 FM, I believe. And the USC game against either Cleveland or St. James will be over on AM 1560. And that one also 2 o'clock start. Halftime here. Maple River leads Blue Earth area 28-16. We're back in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Youth Football Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. Congratulations on another fantastic season. If you or someone you know is interested in being a member of the Maple River Youth Football Association, contact Dusty Drager at Maple River Schools. Help better the experience of Eagle football players in grades K through 12 by getting involved. The Maple River Youth Football Association meets on the second Wednesday of each month. Go Eagles! If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Back here in Mapleton, Maple River leading Blue Earth area 28 to 16. And Bob, back and forth battle until that last big 50-yard touchdown pass from Burr to Prohl gives Maple River a little bit of a cushion, but it's been a fun one so far.
It has, but Coach Kuchmeister talked, we've got to stop the big play, and they've had a 78-yard touchdown run, a 56-yard touchdown run, and a 50-yard pass. Those are big plays, and could have been stopped, didn't make the tackle, and consequently they got behind them and scored the touchdown.
Well, that's been something that's I'm sure bugged the Buck coaching staff all year, is the big play. Blue Earth area's defense has given up a lot of those this year, which is uncharacteristic, but you either can make the plays or you can't, I guess.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the Bucks have had big plays, too. The run that could have probably got them closer again in the game with Granjanette, and then we have a holding penalty. So, you know, they kicked themselves in the foot, and it's costing them big time.
Well, what about the second half here? Blue Earth area
gets the ball.
They do get the ball first, and they need to get something going and get right back in this thing.
Yeah, they need to have a good drive and get down the field. The Maple River defense has been solid tonight. When they've had them down there close, they've stopped them a couple times, and they need to complete the drive.
All right, second half is coming up. As we've got ourselves another battle between Blue Earth area and Maple River, we'll see how the second half goes. 28-16, Maple River leading Blue Earth area, and the second half kickoff coming up after this timeout.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Getting ready for the second half here in Mapleton. Kickoff coming up, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. So Bucks will get it first, as Julius Schneider set to kick it off for Maple River with the wind. He kicks it low, and it's scooped up at about the 15-yard line by Barker. Goes down the right sideline, and another good return by Blue Earth area. They've had a lot of success running on the right side on kickoff returns.
Well, that's the start they needed. They needed a good starting position, and they need to go out and continue to finish the drive.
And so first and 10 now. For the Bucks, they spot it at the 46, it looks like. Will be the starting point for Blue Earth area on their first drive. Well, there's a flag on the play.
The Buccaneers.
Okay. Well, so much for that good return then. So this one is coming back. All the way to the, wow, what a difference that made, to the 16-yard line. That's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
So first and 10 as we start quarter number 3 here. And ball just with the heel sitting on the 15-yard line. So about 85 yards to pay dirt for Blue Earth area, trailing 28-16. First and 10 on the 15. And right away, Jacob Grandjeanette goes to work. Run left side. Not much there for him on that run.
Well, they found something there with Grandjeanette. They're breaking somebody that's coming and making a nice play.
No gains.
Cumby has been in there a lot.
Yep. Second down and 10 at the 15. So you had Grandjeanette for 21 carries in the first half. Now, what was your prediction at the beginning? You said he was going to carry at 40.
35 to 40.
Oh, well, he's going to get that.
I think so.
Blindfolded here, probably. Second down and 10 at the 15. Long pass down the far sideline and intended for Branson Huskins. Incomplete. Pretty good coverage by Maple River there.
Cook's asking for hands on him.
And he's not going to get it. Third down and 10 now for the Bucks. At their own 15-yard line, they'll have to punt into the wind here if they can't pick up the first down. Third and 10. Barker and Juba come out to the left. Huskins goes right. Braden Ray in the backfield. Back to throw. Grandjeanette fires right side. It is caught, I think, by Huskins, but
short
of the first down. It is complete. Fourth down and about two for Blue Earth area, and we presume a punting situation. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go from the around the 13-yard line or so. Or excuse me, the 23-yard line. Bucks look like they may punt here. Grandjeanette is either in the shotgun. He's kind of scrunched up there a little bit. That he will punt it.
Good kick.
And he gets it away. The wind knocks it down
Bubble.
A bit. Oop, and the ball got away from Thompson there for a minute, but he gathered it back in and keeps possession. Caleb Thompson on the return. Good field position for the Eagles again.
Well, Bucks defense is going to have to rise to the occasion here and get a stop. I don't think they can come back from three down.
Well, first and 10 for Maple River from the 40-yard line. The buck 40, so really good field position here to start this drive for Maple River. First and 10, buck 40, split backs this time behind a trio. And he play action fake over the middle, and it's caught. Huskins, oh, and Bird gets away from him and goes in for the touchdown. Wyatt Burr. Huskins had a hold of him, but Burr broke loose, and he goes in for the touchdown. What a throw there by Trio, because Huskins had good coverage there, Bob.
Yes, he did.
And so Trio.
But you got to make the tackle.
Yeah. Trio to Burr. That one a 40-yarder. Another big play for the Eagles. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop. Downtown Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth. Extra point try. Another two-point attempt here for Maple River. Trio under center. And they go right side. And in. Did he get in?
Nope.
Nope. Did not.
Tackle by Rosenau.
Lucas Prohl on the carry. Can't get it in. Two-point conversion fails on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. 10:03 to go in the third quarter. Now 34-16. Maple River leads. Back in a moment.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's a Country Butcher Shop located in Easton.
Well, a one-play drive there, and it's a 40-yard touchdown pass from Zach Trio to Wyatt Burrs. Had a good night tonight. Burrs throwing for a touchdown. And he's caught how many here now?
Well, he's one, got about 78-yard touchdown. That was his.
So, Burr, yeah, two. He's caught two and thrown one. Wyatt Burr here tonight. Here's the kickoff by Maple River. That one's going to go out of bounds on the far side off the foot of Julius Schneider. And so the Bucks will get it on the kickoff. Brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. With the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, check out stage1sound.com. So ball put down at the 35 for Blue Earth area. And they are in a bit of a hole now. 10:03 to go, third quarter, 34-16. Maple River has the lead. Bucks going to have to start going to town on the scoreboard here to try to get back into this one. Parker and Juba left, Huskins right. Braden Ray in motion out of the backfield. They throw it to him in the flat right side, but he's dropped for a loss on the play.
Hayden Fox on the tackle.
Or no gain anyway. Well, about a half a yard, maybe. Second down coming up. 34-16, Maple River leads on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. And another big play. The Eagles have piled it on here right before halftime. They got the 50-yard touchdown pass. And right away at the beginning of the second half, a 40-yarder. Ranjanet from the shotgun on second and about 9.5, and he'll run this time straight ahead, and he is met just across the line of scrimmage. Wyatt Burr's doing it on defense too, isn't he, Bob?
Well, I think he's spying on him. He's going wherever he goes. He doesn't leave very far from where Ranjanet is, and he's made a lot of tackles.
Second down and 8 now from the 30, or third down and 8 now. For the Bucks from their own 37-yard line.
Third and 8, it's not a good position for the Bucks to be in. It's forcing them to throw, and they haven't really succeeded at that too much tonight.
Creighton Ray comes out in the slot left this time. Tube is split wide on that side. Barker in motion from the right slot. They fake the jet to him. Back to throw. Upfield. Caught by Huskins. That's a first down for Blue Earth area across the 50-yard line.
Good route by Huskins. Down and out. Pass was right on time and made a nice catch.
And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169. In Winnebago. First and 10, just over the 50 at the Maple River 49-yard line. Big third down pickup for the Bucks there. Huskins on a nice route to help complete that third down conversion.
Everybody's out wide, no, empty backfield besides just Ranjanet there. Here comes Ray.
Ray in motion, takes the handoff on a jet sweep, cuts up left side, and he gets across the Maple River 45 and is knocked down there.
Orduno on the tackle for Maple River, but a nice gate by Ray.
To the Maple River 44-yard line. Second and 5 at the Eagle 44. Third quarter, moving right along here. We're down to 7:50 left to go in this third quarter. Eagles with a pretty good lead right now on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard at 34-16. Empty backfield again. Ranjanet puts Ray in motion again. They fake the jet sweep to him this time, and Ranjanet runs right side, is spun down inside the 40 near the 38. That's another Buck first down.
Heisenberg on the top four. The Eagles.
First and 10 at the 39-yard line now. The Maple River 39. Bucks on the move, and they need to start completing some drives here as they have a lot of ground to make up here. Ranjanet sends Juba in motion this time. Back to throw. Going deep down the far side. It's caught by Braden Ray. Ray with a nice grab upfield down near the 20.
First down, Buccaneers. Nice catch by Ray.
Boy, that was a beauty. He reached back, turned, and went up. Got the two-handed grab. First and 10 at the Maple River 20-yard line.
Eisenbrand on the stop for Maple River.
So the Bucks on the move, trying to chip away at that lead. 34-16, Maple River leads. 6:40 now left to go in the third quarter. Ranjanet with Ray in the backfield with him this time. He'll run left side. Ray leads the way, and he's not going to get much. There might have been Bell in the backfield with him that time that led him. And he...
High sprint on the... And there was a host of others there. But
well, he did manage 3, I guess, on that carry. Second and 7 at the Maple River 17-yard line now. Bucks really need a score here. They can't afford not to cash in on this drive now that they've gotten down into the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone for the Bucks. Second and 7. Grandjeanette will try a run up the middle again. And he's stuck for a short gain there.
Soccer, no gain.
No gain. Third and 7 now at the 17-yard line. Well, he might have got a yard on that. We're going to say 3rd and 6.
Well, they've really taken away the inside stuff from Grandjeanette on that carry. I mean, that's what he was making a lot of yards early, and they've taken that away. I think he's got to try to go outside, kick it to the outside.
3rd down and 6 Bucks now at the Maple River 16-yard line. Juba in motion from the left slot. Now circles back the other way. And flag on the play. We might have motion on the Bucks here.
Yep. Ball start on the Bucks.
Okay. So 3rd and 11. Ball comes back out to the 21-yard line. 3rd and 11 right there at the 21. So the Bucks making it a little bit more difficult here to try to get a score on this drive.
Passing situation for the Bucks.
So two receivers each side. Ray goes in the slot right side. Empty backfield. Ray in motion from the right slot. Back to throw. Grandjeanette being chased by Burr. He gets rid of it. Incomplete. Kind of threw that one away as Burr was about to get him.
That Burr coming on a blitz, and he had to throw it away. 4th down, and this is a big play.
4th and 11 for the Bucks now at the Maple River 21-yard line. 4th down, 11 yards to go. Bucks really need a first down here.
And they're going to be coming. The Maple River defense is going to be coming.
So we'll see if the Bucks can convert here.
Ray in the backfield. Now he splits out left.
3 receivers to the left. Juba, Barker, and Ray are on the left side. Back to throw. Grandjeanette being chased again. And he gets away, rolls right, now throws it upfield, and it is caught, but I think short of the first down by Barker. Or no, by Huskins. And he will be short of the first down. The Bucks are going to turn it over on downs. So they, once again, Bob, can't finish the drive, and that one hurts.
And Grandjeanette was running for his life. He was lucky he got the completed pass.
So the Eagles will take over. 1st and 10 on the 14-yard line. And they already have a comfortable lead. They would like to put together a nice ground-oriented, time-consuming drive here, I would bet. With 4:29 left to go here
in
the third
quarter.
Back to throw. Burr's wide open again. Catches it. Barker catches up with him. And here comes some other Bucks to help on the tackle. As number 54, Carter Rosenau, also there. And another big first down out to the 47-yard line.
Burr's a big target. He's 6'6". It's tough to lose him, but we're losing him.
That was a 33-yard connection there from Trio to Burr, and Wyatt Burr is having a huge night here for the Eagles. 4 minutes now to go in the third quarter. 34-16, Maple River leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Split backs behind Trio. And they give it to Lucas Prohl, left side. Cuts back to the middle. Gains about 3 to the 50.
Carneal on the stop for Blue Earth area.
2nd and 7 at the 50-yard line. Just over the 50 in Buck territory.
For all your channel CDs, call Tyler Ward Ryan. We wish all Eagles the best of luck this year.
So 2nd and 7 for Maple River now. And they're going to trying to take as much time as they can off the play clock each time and try to work this clock down with a comfortable lead over Blue Earth area. Back to throw. Trio over the middle again. Guess who? It's Wyatt Burr with the catch again, and he's off to the races and just tripped up before he could get to the end zone by Rosenau.
Holding on the Eagles.
Oh, we got a flag at the other end, and this one's coming back. Wow, another big play to Wyatt Burr, though. We got no answer for him.
No, we don't.
As Burr has run free here tonight and having a heck of a night for Maple River. The Bucks have not been able to find a way to defend him. But the holding helps the Bucks out a little bit here. Comes back to the Maple River 40-yard line. And so second down. And about 17 for Maple River from their own 40. 2:59 left to go here in the third quarter. Two backs, shotgun trio, Thompson in motion, right side. Trio's going to run. And he gets to the 45, a gain of five.
Bell and Rosenau on the stop.
Third down, about 11 now for Maple River. So he got to the 46 on that run, a 6-yard run by Zach Trio.
Bucks got to get some pressure on Trio. Big play here for the Buck defense. 2:20 to go in the third quarter.
And so Maple River comes out with trips to the right this time. And third and 11, Trio back to throw, fires over the middle, and it's Wyatt Burr with another catch. And that might be
first
enough
down.
For the first down. It
Parker
is.
Parker on the stop.
Wow, Wyatt Burr with another catch to the Buck 42-yard line. First and 10 there. Another first down brought to you. Buy the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. 1:42 left to go in the third quarter. 34-16, Maple River leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. All bunched up, but back to throw. Trio now flushed out, rolls left, throws incomplete.
Trio's back.
And that'll bring up second and 10. So, it was, Lucas Prohl over there a little bit, but it was under pressure and the pass incomplete. So, second and 10, Maple River. Ball on the Buck 42. And Zach Trio back under center. And the handoff right side. And down to about the 40-yard line. Roll. Goes Prohl on the carry again.
Nagel on the stop for Blue Earth area.
To the Buck 39-yard line. Third down and about 7 to go there. Down to a minute left here in the third quarter. Eagles in no hurry, trying to burn as much of the play clock as they can here. This could be the last play of the quarter. Trio in the shotgun. Whoops. And Orduna took off early. Orduna jumped a snap early, and that'll be a false start on Maple River. Third down and about 12 to go now.
Well, we got a huddle from the officials.
Okay. What do you think they're talking about?
Well, he definitely was in motion.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering what they're talking about. Okay, let's see. It is false start. Was there something else going? There's two flags, but both of them are for the fall start, it looks like. So I don't know what the conference was about, but... Yeah, so third down, about 12 to go now for Maple River. Back out to their to the Buck 44-yard line. Clock running again, 23 seconds to go till halftime. One more play.
Halftime.
Or, I mean, till the end of the third quarter, I mean. And Trio back to throw from the shotgun. Pump fakes, now throws deep down the middle, incomplete. Sully Dahlberg was the closest to that one. Incomplete. 6 seconds to go.
Intended for Wyatt or Caleb Thompson.
And so fourth down now for the Eagles. Fourth and 12. They might just punt this one, I'm thinking. Is Jackson Bade in there somewhere? Yes, he is. It looks like they are going to punt. So Caden Juba's dropping deep here for Blue Earth area. Jackson Bade will punt it away. From about the his own 43. Snap is good. Here's the kick. Whoop. Little low sort of end over ender. He didn't
get a nice
that
bounce.
One quite, but it rolls pretty good down inside the 15-yard line. So the Bucks a ways to go as the third quarter comes to an end on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. It's Maple River 34, Blue Earth Area 16. Back in a minute.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Design showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
Back here in Mapleton, we head to the fourth quarter. And Maple River with a comfortable 34-16 lead. Bucks really need to have something happen here.
Dusty Drager's telling his defensive backs they're going to be throwing, he said, so be prepared.
So Bucks get it back after the punt. Empty backfield, Grand Jeanette. Looked like he wanted to throw. Now he runs, and he's going nowhere on that one. First and 10 on the 40, or at the 14-yard line is where they started.
Jackson Bade on the stop.
He's done a nice job in there at the linebacker
spot.
Yes,
he has. And they're just reading Grand Jeanette right now.
Gain a one on that one. Second and 9 for the Bucks.
And the defensive line is getting good penetration, too. That's a key for Maple River.
Second and 9 from their own 14 for Blue Earth area. Empty backfield. Braden Ray in motion. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette looks, throws, and incomplete in the direction of Ray out in the flat left side. Third and 9 coming up.
Third and 9.
Well, the winner of this one goes to Waterville Elysian Morristown. They got a bye in the first round. That game is a 2 o'clock kickoff this Saturday afternoon. We will have coverage of it right here on 98 Country. We'll also have USC Rebel football against either Cleveland or St. James, also at 2 o'clock Saturday. That one will be over on AM 1560. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette going deep and incomplete. Jose Salinas in the area. So is Caden Juba right around there.
Caleb Thompson on the coverage for the Eagles. Nice breakup of the play.
Incomplete pass. Fourth down and nine now for the Bucks. And they would almost certainly have to punt here. I don't know. Even though they're in need of something here, do you go for it on?
I think they got to punt it, don't they?
You would think.
Oh, man.
Doesn't look like it, though. Grand Jeanette certainly doesn't look like he's in punt formation, but we'll see if he does a quick kick. Yeah, he did. Even though he was lined up in the shotgun, he gets the kick away, and it's a good one. As it's going to go out of bounds near the Maple River 40. So the Eagles get it back with 10:55 left to go in the game. The Bucks, nothing doing. 1-2-3 and out on that possession. And they just haven't been able to get any offense going this half here, Bob.
No, I think that holding penalty down there with Grand Jeanette really turned the tide. They had position to get tied up or go ahead, and
that was a big,
big, big penalty.
Big penalty there. You're talking about near the end of the second half, or first half, I mean. Yep. And on a first and 10, the Eagles throw in the flat left side, and it's complete to Lucas Prohl to the 50-yard line.
Huskins on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Gain of 9, second and 1 for the Eagles. And the clock will continue to run here. 10.5 minutes left to go. 34-16, Maple River with the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Second and about a yard to go right on the midfield stripe here for Maple River. Trio under center. And he'll give it on a dive play to Orduna, and he is close to the first down. We'll see.
Third down. Joel Bell on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Didn't get it?
Nope.
Short of the first down. About a half a yard to go for the first down. Third down coming up for the Eagles. Third down. And the Eagles continue to use as much of the play clock on each play as they can. Trying to wind this down and get on to Saturday in Waterville. And the handoff straight ahead again.
First down.
And Orduna again, the ball carrier.
Carneal on the stop for Blue Earth area, but first down, Maple River Eagles.
Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 in Buck territory now at the 47. Single setback as Trio goes under center. Look at him standing at the line, waiting for the final seconds of the play clock to wind down. Now a handoff on a counter play. And a big run around the left side for Lucas Prohl down inside the 20.
Bell on the stop, but not before a huge gain by Prohl.
And they'll spot it at the 20-yard line. Right on the 20 is where Prohl's knee went down. And the Eagles back in the Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic red zone here. First and 10, right on the 20-yard line. Trio under center. And he'll hand it on a straightaway handoff to Orduna again. Down Nagle to about the buck 14.
And Rosenau on the stop.
Gain of 6 seconds.
Picked up 6 on the play. Second and 4 now. Just inside the buck 15-yard line. Second down, 6 to go, Eagles. Under center trio. Gives it off left side. And on the carry for the Eagles this time is Tyler Hines in the game now. Sophomore, 5'9", 145.
Eli Blagg on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Hines, no gain. Third down and about 4 to go. Third and 4, Eagles. Trio, or Duna, behind him is the lone setback. Bunched in tighter, kind of a bunch formation on the right side, but they hand it off. Counter handoff to Lucas Prohl, and he goes to the 5-yard line. Another first down for the Eagles. First and goal now. So first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Carter Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And the Eagles trying to put a big exclamation point on tonight's game here. They already lead it 34-16. Trying to cap it off with another nice drive here in this fourth quarter. Trio under center. And the handoff goes to Orduno. Spins off of one tackler, and he is close. No signal, and he's a hair shy of the touchdown, it looks like.
Second down.
So second and goal from the one. Orduna not quite able to get it in.
Nice spin move on that play. Went into the line, spun around, and just about got in, but to no avail.
So they'll try to punch it in on this one as more time ticks off the clock. 5:16 now left to go in the ball game. Trio under center, and they're all packed in pretty tight. And
trio, yeah.
Trio on the quarterback sneak, and touchdown. He is in for the touchdown. Zach Trio scores another one for Maple River. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they work on all makes and models at Jay Shop in Blue Earth. So the Eagles going to try a kicking extra point here. They are going to give Julius Schneider a chance to kick an extra point. Snap down, kick up, whoops. That one went straight sideways. No good. And with 5:03 to go in the game on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 40-16, Eagles lead. Back in a minute.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Granger Tiling has served this area for nearly 30 years. They have the experience to handle all of your drainage issues. They also do a quality job with the work guaranteed. Granger Tiling employs the latest technology in the industry with computerized CAD mapping and the best quality maps. Call Mark today at 507-327-9465 or 507-462-3299 for Granger Tiling.
All right, Julia Schneider ready to kick it off. And end-over-end kick into the wind, driven pretty good there. Back to pick it up. At the 15 is Barker, hands it off to Grand Jeanette, who goes around the right end, and flags flying all over the place on that return.
Holding on the Bucks.
So that'll come back. Bucks will have it on offense. Down 40-16 with 4:52 left to go in the ball game.
holding against the Buccaneers. 10-yard penalty, first and 10.
So the return to the 33 is going to come back to the 15. 10 yards from the spot of the penalty, a 10-yard penalty on the Bucs. So Blue Earth area goes to work, and too big of a hill to climb now. 4:52 left to go in the game. 40-16. Bucs have not scored this half. Maple Rivers put up some scores to put this one away, and they will move on to face Waterville Elysian Morristown at 2 o'clock this Saturday, and Waterville will be there to broadcast that one. Grandjeanette from the shotgun. Back to throw. Gets it in the flat out on the left side. And
Parker.
Caught by Barker. First down across the 25.
Grandjeanette's pass complete to Barker.
So Grandjeanette to Barker on the completion there to the 26-yard line.
Thompson on the stop for Maple River.
We know your uptime is essential to scoring big.
On a 12-yard gain on that one.
Tyler Hines in the ball game for the Eagles, getting some substitutes in.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left for the Bucs. Grandjeanette throws it in the flat right side again. Caught by Huskins, and he is going to be wrapped up for not much. No gain there.
Nice tackle by Hines. Didn't let him go.
So he managed about a couple yards on that play.
Number 60 in the ball game, Marley Bartel.
Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Bucs. Down to 3:45 left to go in the game. And Grandjeanette runs left side, cuts back to the middle, and gets another Buck first down. Up to the 39-yard line.
Jacob Drews on the stop. First down, Blue Earth area.
Only one turnover in this game tonight, so both teams did do a good job taking care of the ball. Our turnovers are, of course, brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service on your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth, 507-236-9717. And Grandjeanette around the right corner, down the sideline. Will anybody catch him? No. Grandjeanette on a 61-yard touchdown run. And the Bucs get back on the board with another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Check them out. They do have that nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth. 61-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. And it's 40-22 now on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Looks like the Bucs are setting up to go for two. So they will attempt the two-point conversion with Grandjeanette in the shotgun. Braden Ray is in the backfield with him. And they have trips to the left. Looking that way as he drops back to pass now, runs up the middle and takes it in for the two-point conversion. The two-pointer good. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 2:47 left to go in the game. Maple River still comfortably in front, 40-24, back in a minute.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwaykh.com to learn more.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton.
And a kickoff by Blue Earth Area. And Jackson Bates on the return races up the near sideline. And how about that, Bob?
The onside kick, and he picked it up, and he was gone.
Took it to the house up the left side. That doesn't happen on an onside kick very often.
Not very often.
Usually everybody's just trying to fall on it, but Jackson Bates takes her to the house, and that's a kickoff return for a touchdown. And it's 46-24 now. And they'll go for two this time, I think.
I think so. After the last kick, I think Dusty decided we better go for two.
Yeah, that one
wasn't close.
That one. I'm not trying to pick on Maple River's kicker, but that one got away from him.
Far right.
Just a bit outside, as Bob Uecker would say. All right, going for two. In motion is Thompson. Throw over the middle, caught by Burr for the two-point conversion. And so the two-point conversion is good. 48-24 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Maple River leads it. 2:40 to go. Back in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
All right, here's the line drive kickoff by Maple River, scooped up at the 20. It's Barker on the return. We'll go to around the 30, and he's tackled there. Another kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound. Check out their ultimate music selection and amazing sound quality. And it's all available for your next wedding, school dance, or party. Check them out, stageonesound.com, for all the information.
Bait on the tackle.
29-yard line on the return by Barker. First and 10 Bucks with 2:14 left to go.
You think Wyatt Burr's going to have a big X on his back on Saturday at Lake Crystal for Welcome Memorial? For Waterville, isn't it? Waterville,
yeah. There you go.
They're going to be watching where he goes. They'll probably be looking at him when he gets off the bus. Well, he's had a tremendous game tonight.
Yes, he has. And tomorrow night they'll have him working hard at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Taking care of duties there.
I don't know. Coach Smale might give him the night off.
So the Eagles putting in a whole bunch of new faces here on defense. Bucks taking some extra time here.
I think they're doing the same thing, getting some new faces in there.
So a timeout has been called. 2:14 to go, 48-24. Eagles lead. Back in a moment.
There's always something fun to do at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Play bingo on Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. The Queen is still out there. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for a chance to win $7,500. And at the Blue Bear on Sundays, it's happy hour all day with the Ultimate Bloody Mary Bar starting at 11:30 and the meat raffle at 3, followed by horse races. Plus, come watch the Vikings and guess the exact winner and score, and your tab is on us. That's all at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Bucks have it, first and 10 on the 29. Hand off, left side.
For Neil, I think.
And yeah, some new blood in there running for the Bucks. That is Manny Granillo. Getting a carry on offense, picks up 3 on the play, 2nd and 7. So the Bucks are going to just run this out with some runs. We're down to 1:50 left to go in the game. Saturday, 2 o'clock, we'll be there. Maple River against Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. Oop, high snap. Caden Juba's in at quarterback, by the way. He does pull it down, though, and will run left side and loses a yard or so on the play.
For the Bucks, we got number 23 in there, Noah Lane. 61 is in there, Ian Veelen. 26, Hunter Veelen must be at a running back. No, he's going out, I guess. 67, Devin Reeves. 18, Dakota Mitchell.
Third down and 8 for the Bucks. Caden Juba. That quarterback runs straight ahead. Not much. And a fourth down coming up, but we're down to 50 seconds left to go in the game. Fourth and 8. This will probably be the last play of the game.
John Lillis, and then a stop for the Eagles.
Fourth down. Bucks send 3 receivers out to the right. And Juba wants to throw under pressure and is sacked on the play. And who got there? Sacked there by Harris, I think.
Harris, yeah. Amaris Harris.
So that is just about going to put a end to this. There's a sack for you tonight. Again, brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brand and David Roper, your Edward Jones Financial Advisors of Blue Earth. Eagles take over first and 10 on the Buck 19, and one knee, and this one will be in the books. They all gather around the quarterback. That's Trio still in there. He takes a knee, and that'll do it. So your final score from Mapleton here tonight, Maple River with a 48-24 win over Blue Earth area and moves on in the section playoffs. We'll come back and wrap it up here from Mapleton after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Mapleton. Final score, 48-24. Maple River with the win over Blue Earth Area. And a little more, it was close. And I think you kind of brought it up, Bob, that holding call when Blue Earth Area looked like they were going to maybe regain the lead before the half. Was a big one, and then they get the 50-yard touchdown pass on the double pass, and that really flipped things there before halftime.
Yeah, it did, and, you know, they had no answer for Wyatt Burr tonight. They're going to hand out some awards, and I'm sure he's going to get it for the Maple River offense because he had a tremendous game, a 78-yard touchdown pass, a 50-yard touchdown pass to Prohl, and a 40-yard touchdown pass to Burr. Looks like number 54, Cumby, I think.
Yeah, he had a good game tonight.
He had a good.
Yeah.
So it was a big effort from the Maple River Eagles. It was a good effort from
Jackson Bates getting an award too. I don't know what all these awards are. They're for different things during the game. Jackson, who isn't normally a starting linebacker for him, made a lot of tackles tonight, Bob.
Yes, he did. He had a great game. But Wyatt Burr, I thought, just played great defensively. I don't know if he was the spy on Grand Jeanette, but he had a lot of tackles on Grand Jeanette.
All right, Maple River moves on. They'll travel to Waterville Saturday to take on Waterville Legion Morristown. And we will be there to broadcast that one pregame around 1:30 or shortly after the kickoff at 2 o'clock from Waterville right here on 98.1 FM. We'll also have USC football. They'll face, I'm thinking it's going to be Cleveland. We'll see if I can find a final on that. They were taking on the Cleveland St. James winner in the Class A playoffs of Section 2 on Saturday. And that would be hosted by USC on Saturday afternoon. Let me see if there's a final in on that game now. Cleveland did, well, it's almost over, and Cleveland's up 42-20 on St. James. So looks like it'll be USC and Cleveland Saturday. That one will be over on AM 1560 at 2 o'clock. Once again, the final score here, 48-24, Maple River over Blue Earth Area. Thanks to Kim back at the station running the controls here tonight. And we'll see you Saturday afternoon with more Maple River football here on 98 Country. For Bob Hansen, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area versus Maple River football here on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, by Stateline Cooperative, Maple River Youth Football Association, Mid Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Bevcom, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Protein Sources Milling of Mapleton, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, KS Designs of Mapleton, TS Construction of Easton, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, Krager Tiling Company of Minnesota Lake, D&K Tire of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the Country Butcher Shop of Easton, the Law Firm of Front, Lundquist & Gustafson,
Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Hy-Vee in Fairmont, B&B Construction of Good Thunder, the United Hospital District, Vernon Center Lumber, the Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, M&M Insurance, and New Way K&H Cooperative. Blue Earth Area Maple River Football is a presentation of KBEW-FM Sports.
Come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn on concrete board, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
Today's country in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa, here on 98 Country.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine. You and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kane Brown and Marshmello. It's called Miles on It. Luke Combs, Dierks Bentley. Taylor Swift with a love story this hour. And Christopher Bradbury just broke a new Guinness World Record. He formed the most emojis with drones in 3 minutes. 109 drones outlined 30 shapes in the night sky.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, Doe?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month upgrade is eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement too. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You in?
Oh, yeah.
Country music's the best, for sure.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.